The truth.
The Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. And, you know, I like that music. Makes you want to dance, you know. It makes me want to act crazy out on the dance floor. Anyway, it is November the 22nd in the year of the Lord, 2022. And I always like to remind the globalists that it's not their kingdom. They don't own it, they don't control it, and in fact, they have no authority whatsoever over it. And I've been wanting to share this. Well, first of all, I want to tell you that I was kind of disturbed. My wife told me some disturbing things over lunch. She said she was watching Newsmax, and they were talking about these schools that are allowing, these are like public schools, and that are allowing kids to, they're teaching stuff about changing your sex depending on how you feel, and getting surgeries done. I mean, these people are actually getting hacked up, and as young as 9 years old. Now, you know, I mean, come on, folks. What does a 9-year-old know about anything? I mean, you just planting, that's a clean slate. And here people are planting stuff in their minds and encouraging them to think off in a certain direction and do that kind of stuff. I mean, now one purpose of that might be to get people so concerned about this kind of thing that they're not thinking about the source of tyranny and wickedness altogether. That we just get caught up in some school district doing this and doing that, and they excite us over immorality. They give us plenty of immorality so that we're always focused on the immorality instead of the tyrannical government that is gone off the rails and doing anything it wants and getting away with it, and the money masters behind it all that are actually operating the whole thing. So we're never really focused on the real problem, which is tyranny. Our overthrown governments, overthrown by the banking cartel, the international banking cartel. Now, when we go that far, of course, we come into the idea of kingdoms. Who owns what? Who is the master? Who is the king? Do we have a king? Is there a king? Is there a kingdom? Well, I've been wanting to share this with my audience for a long time. It's a prayer that it's actually the source of it. The framework of it is the Lord's Prayer, and it's been modified by revelation of what Christ has done. Or this is my alteration of it based on my experience of what Christ has done. So it's a altered. You might say expanded somewhat, not that I can expand on what the Lord does, but it's a further explanation and modification of the Lord's Prayer, but again, based on my own experience. So here it goes. I think you will like it. I think it's also shows the difference between the kingdom that a lost man and global bankers are trying to institute versus the law of God or the kingdom of God on earth. So here it comes. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom has come through thy Son, Jesus Christ, who was spatially conceived, born of a virgin, lived a weightless, obedient, and miracle-filled life, whose unity with you was confirmed in his baptism under John, wherein he came straightway out of the water, and the heavens were opened unto him, and the Spirit of God, or all space and time, descended upon him like a dove, and there was a voice heard saying, Thou art my only begotten Son, in whom I am well pleased. Henceforth, all things that Christ experienced was experienced by all things in the cosmos, as all things in the cosmos were in the body of Christ Jesus. When he walked upon the water, the mountains trod upon the sea. When he was crucified, the galaxies groaned. When he died, the cosmos died. When he was resurrected, the universe was resurrected. When he ascended, he took the galaxies to the highest heaven, reconciling all things unto God, who brought all things together in one, Jesus Christ, that there be no more condemnation for them that love the Son. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in us as it was in your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us this day our daily bread. Thank you for uniting us with the heart, soul, mind, and strength of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for forgiving us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, wherein we are led astray by our own lust and enticed. But stir up your word in our hearts and minds, and fill us with the Holy Spirit, so that when the demons are cast out, they do not return to us and find their rooms empty and swept, and bring with them seven other demons more subtle than themselves, so that our last state be not worse than the first. But deliver us from evil, for thou knowest how to stay the hand of the wicked, and snare the foot of the trapper, and to open a door of escape for the innocent. Thou knowest how to deliver the individual from the fiery furnace, the jaws of lions, and the gallows. Thou knowest how to deliver whole nations from a charging army on one side and the deep blue sea on the other. Thou knowest how to deliver whole cities from certain death under siege. Thou knowest how to deliver thy people from a conspiracy to murder them in their own habitat. Thou knowest how to deliver thy people from a worldwide conspiracy to enslave the people of earth by making natural-born man, made in the image of God, a threat to society, needing endless injections and implants to verify safety and accept digital compliance currency. For thine is, and thou art, the kingdom, and the power of it, and the glory of it, forever and ever. Amen. So, I hope you can get from that there very definitely is a kingdom of God, a kingdom of heaven already established on the earth. And it requires no manipulation whatsoever of mankind. And in fact, the only way to get into this kingdom is through the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus. Now, you know, the church is not making that a requirement for people, is it, to live in the world? No, no, that's not the idea. The idea that is that men come to know that they're fallen in nature, and they don't do things right, they don't do things correctly. And when they realize this and come to this great realization, they can get out of that. They can enter the kingdom of heaven through the doorway. Christ literally has opened a doorway into the kingdom of heaven on earth that anybody and everybody can go in if they humble themselves and allow the operation that Christ performed upon the whole cosmos in his death, resurrection, and ascension take its effect on them. Now, this is what I pray for all mankind, even including the global bankers, including certainly the people that call themselves Jews but reject Christ Jesus. Because they can't even be Jews without Christ. Christ is the King of the Jews. And Judaism is simply people that are descendants of Abraham, but you can only be a true descendant by faith. You have to have faith in what God has done and what God has given you in order to be a son of Abraham. So I'm a son of Abraham, not by blood, but by faith. And that's the only way. That's the only way to be a Jew is by faith, not by blood. So see, that makes even the people that call themselves Jews but reject Christ Jesus of Nazareth, that makes them liars. They can't be Jews. They're just blood descendants of Abraham, even if they have that. But even if they did, it wouldn't do them any good because it's not the blood that makes a Jew. It's faith that makes a Jew. That's why God rewarded Abraham. That's why he blessed Abraham, because of his faith, not because of his blood, not because of circumcision, but by faith. So all of us come to be Jews and the children of God by faith in Christ, by allowing the death, resurrection, and ascension have its operation on us as it has on all the world to the farthest galaxies. So anyway, back to this, you know, I was thinking, what are these people doing? Why are we taking up time public schools have no authority to even address sex, period. There shouldn't even be an addressing of sex in public school. Public schools are government schools that are supported by taxation. And in fact, unfortunately, if it's property taxes, it's unlawful confiscation of property. So right there, it tells you, how good are these public schools going to be if they destroy their purpose by the means of paying for it? I've talked about this a bunch. Well, I mean, it just shows you how stupid our public school systems are. They don't have a clue. They don't know what they're supposed to be doing. They don't know what they're supposed to be teaching. They don't know how they're supposed to be paid for. And, you know, people, I just heard on the news, some good-looking superintendent of one of the school districts in San Antonio. She's leaving early, and so she's getting $140,000, as kind of a severance pay or something. But her contract goes to 2025 or something, and so she's leaving early and taking $140,000 for these people? For a superintendent, what do they do? And in today's public school system, it's all lies and cheating. I mean, you go to school to become a good liar and a cheater. You know, people don't learn anything. They learn systems, how to operate the system. Well, if the system is corrupt and wrong, they just simply learn how to operate the wrong, corrupt system. And they're paid really large bucks to do this. Whereas people that are trying to do things right, they can barely scratch out a living. And you know, what does that say? There's an Old Testament scripture. He that makes himself an honest man makes himself a prey. Yeah, he makes himself the subject of prey for wild animals. Yeah, if you're honest today, you'll be eaten by the wolves. The corrupt, the wicked. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten. Well, this is not a good thing. This is not a good thing to be said about society, that the honest man makes himself a prey for the wicked. Well, unfortunately, that's where we've come. But we don't want to be wicked. We don't want to turn be like them. But we certainly do want to know our strength and where it comes from, and also to pray for them. I do see the point now of praying for your enemies. I mean, I want my enemy to carry the cross I have. I want them to have the burden I have, but I also want them to have the power of God to do it. I want them to feel like I feel, to be weightless and be able to carry my cross. And as Jesus said, my burden is light, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Here's the guy that carried the entire cosmos in his body. The mountains, the earth, the galaxies. He pulled it all into heaven. He was walking, or you talk about Atlas. You know, you always see these sculptures of Atlas, or these bodybuilders. You know, they can pick up 400 pounds, or, you know, here's a guy picks up 550 pounds. You know, he pick up the front end of a car, you know. Well, how would you like to pick up the entire cosmos? Pick up the earth, pick up the mountain ranges. This is what Christ did. He was carrying the whole thing, everything, for all time, and pulling it towards heaven, pulled it to heaven. But what did he say about that? What did he say about his own strength? My burden is light, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Easy to pull, easy to carry. Well, how could he say that? It was easy because God was in him doing it. He was at one with God, and it was God that was doing it. Well, that's where we need to get to. That's where we need to be now. And we need to pray for our enemies, just like we pray for our friends and loved ones. We need to love all mankind. And maybe that these people will actually experience it and repent and get away from this wicked, empty stuff they're doing. Anyway, we've got a break coming up here pretty soon. But anyway, we certainly don't want sex changes going on with little 9-year-old kids. I mean, we got to do something about that. That is just like crazy, man. Unbelievable. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this. We'll be right back.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's home to me, and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps, and I'm the only one, and I walk alone.
I like that a lot. I walk alone. That's right. But not altogether correct either, because we can walk with Christ. Even Christ said, I am not alone. The Father is with me at all times. Well, now, that's a nice thing to have, isn't it? We're never really alone, are we? We can be with God at all times. He can be with us. Well, I just decided to look up this thing here. I just typed in there, said 9-year-old. Wants sex change, and I came up with this on YouTube. Says, we're judged for allowing our 9-year-old to transition. And it says here, I'm not going to play the video, I'm just going to read what it says under it. It's just a short paragraph. It says, quote, a mother has been accused of child abuse for raising her daughter transgender. Jamie Clara, 41, from Florida, insists her 8-year-old child, who was born biologically male, is happier living as a girl. Jamie first noticed a change in behavior from daughter, Dempsey, when she was just 2.5 years old. Initially, Jamie and her husband, Dennis, thought it was just a phase that would pass, but as the years went on, Dempsey became increasingly angry at having to dress like a boy. When she was just 4 years old, her parents took her to a pediatric mental health professional who diagnosed her with gender dysphoria. The family decided to set up an Instagram page to document Dempsey's journey and educate the public about what it means to raise a transgender child. But not everyone was applauded their parenting, with the family even facing accusations of child abuse from internet trolls. Well, do we call somebody a troll because they give their opinion, you know, that thinks that's, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I think that's child abuse. I don't think a child 2.5 years old knows anything about themselves or anything else. It's what you're projecting onto your child and where you're getting it from. Because we even adults are continually propagandized. We are under constant bombardment from propaganda and erroneous bad propaganda, and we can fall subject to that. People can be brainwashed. That's why powerful people buy the media, because they know they can brainwash the people with it. They can control the public mind. And first of all, I see these things, if there was any reality to it, these are very private matters. The idea of starting an Instagram page to document a journey through a sex change at 8 years old, or when she set it up when the kid was 4 years old. 4 years old. Now, what does a 4-year-old kid know about anything except they want to have fun and eat? I mean, I'm sorry. I just don't believe any. And I don't even think most people in high school know really anything about this stuff, or have any real, it's just not, this is just imposed upon society. It's being imposed on society for a reason. And I think it's this: a dissolved government taken over and run by super wealthy global bankers. They don't want the population thinking about what tyranny is and about what lawful government is, and what no authority that global bankers have whatsoever in controlling or moving the world in any direction, or doing anything with the environment or any of it. They have no authority whatsoever to deal with it. And they don't want you thinking about stuff like that. They don't want you to create a lawful government for the protection of your property, life, liberty, and possessions. Well, anyway, sorry about that. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Great song. I like that. Well, welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. A couple announcements. I think the book drive is still going on, I think. I don't know for sure. I think it is. I wanted to bring up the False Flags and Conspiracies Conference. Yes, Julie says yes, it is until January the 8th. Very good, January the 8th of next year. So very good. I think there's some stuff on the, obviously, on the website about it, republicbroadcasting.org. So, yes, she says. Okay. Also, I'd like to bring up the central bank. Back to false flags and conspiracies conference 2022 being put on by Dr. James Fetzer. You can go to his website and find out who all is going to be in it at jameshfetzer.org. If you just go to jameshfetzer.org, it gets shifted off to a guy named Leonard Posner, who sued Dr. Fetzer, as you know, for defamation. And anyway, is rather unlawfully captured his website as a result. And that's another whole story, which I've talked about before. But anyway, what I want to talk about is this actual conference. And one of the people, I like the very beginning person on here. It's Holly Seeliger. And her topic is central bank conspiracies and early American revolutions. Says here she is a writer and content producer on several online platforms, creating history, current events, and news content under the name Zoom Politicon since 2016. Okay, she's been doing that for, yeah. 6 years then. Although she started out on YouTube, her platforms have expanded to Rumble, Minds, Brighton, Odyssey, and BitChute. She is a weekly contributor to the Truth Versus News show. She received her bachelor's degree in political science in 2010, and she loves to travel to historic sites and read about early American colonial history. So that sounds kind of groovy. Well, we have a caller. I'll take her right now. Kathleen from Texas. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
You there?
Yes.
There you are.
I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. Same to you, Kathleen.
Okay, thank you. And I'm calling because I've told you about Dr. Lorraine Day several times.
Yes, yes.
At drday.com and the good news about God.com. And
yes.
She's had a Bible study every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central. And I think she's had it since a year ago, August. And I didn't know about it until I think October. So I've been listening. I've never missed one. So
wow.
But I'm a low tech person. So last night, when I was going to dial in the Zoom number, which my daughter had gotten me a year ago, it said no such number exists. So then I tried it two more times, and then I left a message on Dr. Lorraine Day's telephone number for her Rockford Press, where she publishes her own books. And I left a message for my daughter. So this morning I get a call from my daughter. She didn't get my message because she goes to bed early. She's got goats and sheep and chickens and any kind of thing that moves she's got and has to take care of all those. But she said that Dr. Lorraine Day had sent out an email last night that she was thrown off Zoom for hate speech.
She was thrown off of Zoom for hate speech.
That's right.
She's
got her Bible study. So the good news is
Bible study, hate speech Bible study.
That's right.
That's kind of humorous, isn't it? It's not humorous in what they've done, but I mean,
no. No, it is.
Consider anything in the Bible just biblical literature. It's biblical,
yes.
The Word of God, or documented history. I mean, all we're doing is repeating what's written in the history there.
Right. Now, she also has a book, Who Rewrote the Bible, and she has another one. She has many, but another one that says, The Deliberate Destruction of America and the World, Who's Doing It and Why? And as she exposes all kinds of stuff. But in there's a picture of the Elder Bush signing into law the Noahide laws, and he's got six rabbis behind him, and that was in March 20th, 1991. And in the Noahide laws, it says that it's illegal to practice Christianity, and that it's punishable by death. And that's the Noahide laws. And if that sounds kind of far out, it John Moore says that it hasn't been codified or some detail, but it's a public law, but it's I think unenforceable at the moment. But that's been on the books for all these years, and lately I've been hearing people say things like calling different biblical passages hate speech, and especially when Jesus is saying, synagogue of Satan and things like that, and when he's accusing the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who orchestrated his death, and telling the truth is hate speech. And so anyway, I'm saying this so that anybody listening, I decided to call every show that I listen to and mention this so that people could send her a support. So it's drday.com and the good news about God.com. And she has a email, and it's askdrday@earthlink.net. So, but I'm sure you can see it has that at the websites. So I think that we should all, all of us, tell her we're all behind her, and she's over the target, obviously. And if you're not being deplatformed, you're not doing something right.
Okay. I believe that's. Thank you for calling in and telling us about that. I was unaware of any of that. And I guess that's new news. You just learned that last night, right?
That's right. I learned it this morning, but she sent out that email last night. So because I'm a low-tech person, I have landline, no internet, no TV. So
anyway, of us can become low-tech real quick, as you can see. I mean, all it takes is some kind of manipulation somewhere, and all of a sudden we're out of contact.
So I hope if RBN, can hang in there. But no matter what, we're in God's hands, and it's fun to watch and see what he's going to do.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Kathleen, for letting us know that, and I'm sure people will contact Dr. Day and give her that good word. Yeah.
And thank you for telling the truth and continuing, so that's wonderful. Okay.
Well, nice to talk
to you, and thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you very much, Kathleen. You bet. Okay. All right. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. I believe we have David from Massachusetts on.
Hi, Juan.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Yeah. If I don't try, have a happy Thanksgiving Thursday. I probably won't be talking to you between now and then.
Juan, thank you. Same to you.
Yeah, Juan. You refer to Jesus as the King of the Jews.
Did I? What was it running to buy again, please?
Can you hear me okay? Early on the show, you referred
to... Well, I am having a little trouble hearing. I had a little trouble hearing Kathleen at some times, too. I'm sorry, it's not you. Go ahead.
Let me say it more slowly. Earlier in your opening comments, you referred to Jesus Christ as King of the Jews.
Correct.
You hear me? Yeah. Now listen, Ron.
Yes.
Jesus, he came as King of the Jews. He came as King of the Jews, but they rejected him, Ron. So now he's known as the King of the Christians. Have you ever heard of the King of the Christians?
King of the Christians.
Yeah, is that the first time you've ever heard of the great King of the Christians?
Well, no, he's King of Kings. He's really he's King of the Kingdom. He's King of everything. So, yeah, I mean, he'd certainly be King of the Christians, yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, he is. He is when he takes his kingdom. But, Ron, what's going on here, Ron, where I disagree with you and take issue with you, and I think you do us a disservice because we need to live in reality. Now, Ron, the King of the Jews is coming, and it's not Jesus, Ron. The King of the Jews that's coming is the Jewish Messiah. He's coming, okay, to his kingdom, and the Jews are going to receive their Messiah. And that's going to be the King of the Jews, Ron. But we know him, our Holy Scripture reveals to us that us true believers are going to know him as the Antichrist. But the Jews are going to receive him as their king, the King of the Jews. They reject Jesus as the King of the Jews because Jesus is the King of the Christians, and the Jews reject him. They're looking forward to the real King of the Jews, their real king, which is going to be the coming Jewish Messiah, who maybe probably is alive right now, and they're going to receive him as their king. But sacred scripture has revealed to us who believers not to be deceived by this coming Jewish Messiah, that it's really a false Messiah, but it's really the end time Antichrist with a capital A. And as far as the kingdom goes, Ron, he has a kingdom. In fact, if you open your eyes, Ron, the great global super Satan just stole the American elections again, Ron. And what you have to understand, I've studied this for years, Ron. Some of the people out in the Albion audience will understand me. Most of them won't. The great global super Satan has a kingdom, and he stole our democracy. We don't have a democracy anymore. The demonocracy, the great global super Satan's demonocracy, has stolen America's democracy. Satan, the great Satan and his demonocracy, the hierarchy of demons. Oh, you've got to study. You know, I'm up here one with the great Heritage Museum in Lexington, Massachusetts. The museum they have, what a library they have of the Scottish writers of Freemasonry. But the Bible clearly reveals in the end time, Satan establishes his kingdom. He's given power over all peoples, nations, kindreds, and tongues, the coming mark of the beast. He gets his power from the dragon. The beast gets his power from the dragon, that old serpent, the devil, and everything. But, just before Jesus comes back and he's going to wreck, which take by force the kingdom away from Satan. But just before Jesus returns, the King of the Christians, this King of the Jews is going to establish his Antichrist beast kingdom one. It's kind of confusing, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. If people would just get their heads screwed on straight. Jesus Christ isn't the king now. We don't call him the King of the Jews of all these people. Tell you the people that hate his guts and everything. He's our king, Ron. Women flowed him in our
Well,
hearts.
What you're all he's you're saying the is, that, is that huh? the, all you're saying there is that the Jews. I didn't say the Jews accepted Christ as their king. I said he is the king of the Jews, and he is. It's just that the Jews rejected the king, and that's, you know, they just did it. And most of them did. Now, a lot of the Jews accepted him as king and actually became Christians. But, you know,
right.
And they
became known as Christians. They were first called Christians at Antioch. Jesus is you can argue what you want, but I hope you in the future will hear that Jesus is the king of the Christians. That includes all Jews and Gentiles that are in Christ. He's the king of the Christians. He's the coming Antichrist.
All right, David, we got to take a break here.
You're looking forward to their coming king. And the coming
Thanks
king
for calling, David. We got to go, and I got to wrap it up after this. Okay. Bye-bye.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
What have we learned from the recent election? I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. All of the polls before Tuesday's election predicted a huge red tidal wave, but what really happened was more like a red sun shower. What does this indicate? It could mean that the polls just aren't relevant or reliable anymore. It could mean that Republican voters took massive wins for granted and just didn't turn out to vote. Some will say it's more proof of fraud or a selection rather than an election. I think the results show that far too many people put party politics above their own best interest. Polls showed that the economy and inflation were the number one priority of voters, and polls also showed that voters believe Republicans are better at handling those issues. But voters have been told for years that Republicans are racist Nazis. So maybe many people just won't vote Republican despite believing Republican candidates represent their own best interest. After all, who could vote for Hitler just because milk got too expensive? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
I have a picture. Fight and delight and the
it is that we cry until dawn.
Thanks, Julie. That's a good closing song. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. And I do want to say, you know, things do look, they don't look good. And, you know, even Texas now, there's been a shift in the demographics to where it's now Hispanics are the majority population in Texas, which, you know, they fooled around with it for over 30 years of having an open border and refusing to close it or even to regulate it. And now we're busing them even deeper into the country, and they're ending whatever this title baloney, phony baloney Title 42 thing is, and they just simply, we've just lost the country. That's all there is to it. And people talk about the January 6th people as being a threat to democracy. Well, I'm tired of even hearing the word democracy. That was abandoned 400 years before Christ as one of the worst forms of tyranny on earth. It's tyranny. It's tyranny by the majority. We have a republic. That doesn't mean Republican like the party, and any more than democracy means the Democratic Party. But in a republic, laws protect the individual, the minority. They can protect the minority. So where do we hear about the minority? Or where do we hear about all people, protection of all people's property, life, liberty, and possessions? And that doesn't mean that that we have to protect the entire world in Mexico down there. I mean, we have to solve all problems of the we can't even take care of America right now. I mean, if America falls, and it really has already fallen, but if the people can't create lawful government in America, we're not going to help any other country on earth. And all these other poor countries are being used against us right now. But anyway, God can fix it. So let us turn to Him. And so we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.